You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Our next guest is with the Balloon Museum here in Albuquerque. Lori McGovern joins us. And actually, I may have even said it wrong, Lori. Is it the museum, the foundation? Explain your position there.
Yes, I am the executive director of the Balloon Museum Foundation. So we are the fundraising arm that helps raise awareness and involvement and funds for the Balloon Museum and its great exhibitions and education programs.
All right, and that's what we're doing now. Now, for those, I can't imagine any of our listeners really not knowing that there is a Balloon Museum, but maybe there are. For those not familiar, maybe a little bit of history about the museum. You know, what was the vision behind building it? What's maybe changed since then? Let's go back to the beginning of the Balloon Museum.
Sure. The Balloon Museum is on the north side of town. It's right next to Balloon Fiesta Park. And I think it's one of the coolest architecturally shaped buildings in town as well, but it opened in 2005 and it was on purpose set right next to Balloon Fiesta Park, and it has a long official name, the Anderson Abruzzo Albuquerque International Balloon Museum, and the name says a lot. So the Andersons and the Abruzzo families are local families. And Ben Abruzzo and Maxie Anderson were really pioneers with many forms of aviation. But they were involved as pilots with Balloon Fiesta, but they were also long-distance pilots. And they put Albuquerque on the map when they took a gas balloon from Maine to France in the 70s. And it was on the cover of Time magazine and National Geographic and many other publications. And when they accomplished that, it was about in 78, they were getting interviewed from all over the world. And they said, oh, you're from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And folks had started to hear about this little hot air balloon festival in the late 70s as well, too, Balloon Fiesta having started in 72. And when they accomplished that, the news really spread around the world that Albuquerque was really involved with ballooning. And so that was exciting. And it's one reason why we call Albuquerque the ballooning capital of the world. And then just definitely since then, Balloon Fiesta has grown to the phenomenon that it is today. But both Ben and Maxie Anderson then passed away in aviation accidents, and their families are looking for a way to highlight this amazing sport and this amazing accomplishment in aviation. And the families started working together to put together a air and space museum in Albuquerque that would feature ballooning. So those families developed a foundation and worked really hard to get the museum up and got this cool architecture and these amazing exhibits that are inside of it. And the exhibits really showcase a big range of history. If you're a history buff, it's cool. If you're a science buff, it's cool. But, you know, humans took flight with balloons first, 100 years before airplanes. And so there's just this really wonderful history about how humans used flight the 100 years before airplanes. And of course, then we still use hot air balloons and balloons for many things. So we've got a lot of modern exhibits about that as well. And so having opened in 2005 and just have welcomed local visitors and definitely visitors from around the world, because they're open year-round and people come to Albuquerque, oh, you're famous for ballooning, let's go to the Balloon Museum. But it is one of the missions of the Balloon Museum to provide programming and exhibits for our locals so that they'll come back again and again. There's a great story time program here that's free for families every single Wednesday. And that's been happening almost for 14 years. Every single Wednesday, that's really high quality story time programs.
So you get those families. You got my attention with that. With all of it.
Yeah.
I love the storytelling. I grandfather of 11. This is something to either, you know, bring them to or encourage the kids to do. That's the first time I've heard about the story time.
Yeah, it's amazing. It goes on through the summer. It's every Wednesday of the year. And then people can walk around the museum before or afterwards, and it's free to the public. So we don't even charge a very low admission rate for that story time. And so it's fun. There's a lot of grandparents with their grandkids. There's a lot of parents with their kids. So it's very kid-friendly and affordable. And so in my job, in the foundation, those are some of the programs that we raise money for to support those so that they can be free to the public. And we encourage museum memberships. That's a way to support the museum and help keep costs low and have some more cool events for your families to do. So the membership program is great. The museum also does year-round, about five or six times a year, a program called STEAM Night. STEAM for that science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And that's family friendly as well. There's a lot of hands-on activities, usually some type of entertainment, musicians or shows and food trucks. And those STEAM nights are a great like night at the museum experience for families. And so it's really beautiful. It's great that the museum's on this side of town. I know Albuquerque folks will drive all around to get where we're going. But, you know, there's not a lot of museums on this side of town. So I like to say that, you know, it's great to have one over here.
Yeah, well, and I appreciate you taking the time, Lori. Okay, I'm going to almost quiz myself with some of what you went through there. You mentioned the unique architecture of the Balloon Museum. I would say it's a balloon canopy on its side, just kind of either, you know, in its inflation state, not quite standing yet. Is that the idea behind the you know, just seeing it from a distance?
Yeah, you got it. So if you're standing in the front of the museum and you look at the front of the museum, it's meant to replicate a balloon on its side, but inflated. And we actually have a fabric roof. Not very many museums have a fabric roof. So
I didn't know that.
Beautiful light that comes into the museum. And then when you walk through the museum, and if you go all the way to the outside on the back and you look back at the Balloon Museum, there's this enormous window that's almost three stories tall that is in the shape of a fully stood up balloon.
Ah.
So it represents two different balloon shapes in the architecture.
Well, the other thing that I caught as you're going through that, you're mentioning the Abruzzo's trip, the long distance trip. And of course that was in a gas balloon, not a hot air balloon. But that now the, when they made it over the Atlantic, was that in the Eagle or Eagle 2?
Yeah, it's called Double Eagle 2.
Okay.
Great. Nice.
Okay, I was close. Okay. I do want to testify, and now I'm guilty of not going in quite some time. What might be a difference between, because I want to say we went maybe shortly after it opened when our kids were smaller, I'm not even sure then. I think it may have been at that time. Seems like Sundays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Free to local. Is it just to local, or is that anyone on Sundays?
Yeah, it's free from 9 to 1. And that's a good question. Let me look it up. But I'm pretty sure it's just free admission for everyone.
But we went
once a while. I get the admission rules mixed up.
We went and we enjoyed it. The history of ballooning, and as you mentioned, you know, flight, you know, a century before the Wright brothers, you know, if my memory serves, maybe that was in France. But
that's right.
See, I'm doing okay. There we go. I'm getting an A, at least a B plus. What has changed, would you say, maybe from the time, and I'm doing this not only for me, if you were listening and you went some time ago, like me, shortly after it opened and you haven't been back, what things have changed at the Balloon Museum that would draw back some of these people who think they've already seen everything?
Sure. Well, there's some exciting answers with that. One, in 2022, they opened this really great hands-on area. So the youth love it. Curious minds of all ages love it. But it was made in partnership with Explora and Electric Playhouses. Electric Playhouse, which both are really hands-on museums and areas here in town. And so this space has interactive projections on the wall where you learn about buoyancy and the flight of balloons. There's this room that it looks like where you're walking inside of a balloon. There's a story time nook. There's some video games where you get to be on the chase crew of the truck. So it's like a car driving video game. There's some flying scarves everywhere. There's some other games about balloon flying and trying to land on X marks the spot. So it's a favorite part for our family audiences to go there, and most of our visitors spend quite a bit of time. It's this new exhibit called Elevation Station, so it's really hands-on, which we love. And then last year, we opened up a new exhibit called Canopy of Color, and it is about the 50 years of Balloon Fiesta. Two fiestas ago was Balloon Fiesta's 50th anniversary, and we opened up a new exhibit that explores the history, the pop culture, just a lot of wonderful things about Balloon Fiesta. So that's a nice new large exhibit as well.
So here's a little more back to trivia on the 50 year, and I think I figured it out the year it came out. Was it celebrating the 50 years of the Balloon Fiesta, or the fit like going back to Coronado Center, or 50 years of the International Balloon Fiesta, which I believe the second year was, and back then they took off in February instead of October, and that was from the New Mexico State Fairgrounds.
Yes, so you're great at this trivia. You're going to get these A pluses, but yes, they count. 1972 is the first year, and that was the 13 balloons for the radio station celebration.
Very good.
And then there was the one year where there were two balloon fiestas, one in February and one in October. And then so the years were off a little bit. It was the 40th, 9th calendar year and the 50th balloon fiesta. But then when COVID happened and there was a pause on Balloon Fiesta, everything realigned. So on the actual 2022, it was the 50th Balloon Fiesta and the 50th year.
Well, and I will tell you, and I mentioned this to you off the air, my parents, we were stationed at Kirtland Air Force Base at the time, and we went to not Coronado, but the following year the New Mexico State Fairgrounds in February, and it was cold. I remember it being cold, but this is some great information, Lori. Listen, we're going to take a quick break and come back because there's an event coming up for 4th of July that really people should be planning for now. We're going to let you know about that and other things that are going to be happening that you really want to put on your radar, get it on the calendar for throughout the year. There's some really fantastic opportunities to take advantage of the Balloon Fiesta. We're visiting with Lori McGovern, the executive director of the Balloon Museum Foundation. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And the website for that is balloonmuseum.com. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more with Lori next on ABQ Connect. All right. More time today with Lori McGovern. She's the executive director of the Balloon Museum Foundation. And Lori, wow, in our first segment, a lot of great history of ballooning in Albuquerque. and beyond, really. And that's a part of what visitors to the museum will encounter, is a great history, some interact. You know, when you started talking about the hands-on things available that have been added, you know, earlier in the 21st century, that the first thought that came to mind was Explora. And then, lo and behold, you mentioned, in conjunction with Explora. So families, if you haven't gotten out to the Balloon Fiesta or the Balloon Museum, it's really something you need to do. Go to balloonmuseum.com for more information. And there you will find information, Lori, about Fourth Views. This sounds exciting.
Yes, we have an event on 4th of July that we call Red, White, and Balloons, and it's out on the Balloon Museum lawn, and we're right next door to Balloon Fiesta Park, and the city of Albuquerque puts on a fantastic event called Freedom Fourth, where they do the city's, and I've heard, the state's largest fireworks show. And since we're right next door to Balloon Fiesta Park, and we're the fundraising arm for the Balloon Museum, we wanted to take advantage of providing a great place for people to come and watch fireworks. We're a little less crowded. We're outside, but we've got some access to the inside on these hot summer days. We call them indoor comforts, like the restrooms and the air conditioning a little bit. But we're going to have food trucks, lawn games, and we actually have room to have hot air balloons. Hot air balloons are of course always weather dependent, but we've got a great team of pilots committed to come out to inflate and do a balloon glow on that night. We'll have live music too. And the way that it works is we are advanced tickets, and we have got about three different ticket levels people can choose. You can just get general admission, and we're in early bird pricing right now for a place on the lawn. And it's kind of nice. People spread out their blankets, and they have room to sit and enjoy. So that's one level of ticket, is lawn seating. And you can bring your own picnic, or you can purchase food from food trucks. Or if you want something a little bit more reserved, you can reserve a table with an umbrella or a cabana tent for your small group or your large group. So that's kind of fun. And then we have one more higher level ticket, which is also serving as the Balloon Museum Gala. It comes with a full meal. It's indoors, but with the best balcony views of Balloon Fiesta Park. So through all of those ticket sales, a portion of the proceeds go back to support the mission-related operations of this foundation, and we support the education and the events and the exhibits of the Balloon Museum. We say advanced ticket sales because you do need to, we need to mail you a parking pass.
All right.
There's a lot of people that are driving to the Freedom Fourth Park part of the event at Balloon Fiesta Park. And with our parking pass, the traffic people will know to wave you on to the Balloon Museum lot. So we cannot guarantee that there will not be heavy traffic. It's kind of like Balloon Fiesta. The traffic is a part of the event. But what's nice is this parking pass gets you into the Balloon Museum lot, and then we enter right up here by the museum. So once you're parked, the crowds are really nice and manageable.
Yeah, I always try to encourage people, because you know, it comes up, people say, yeah man, you gotta wait and all that traffic. Listen, you're in a car in a small space with the people probably who you love most on the planet. So just enjoy the time getting to the event. And remember that the proceeds partially benefit the Balloon Museum and all that great work that's going on. And, you know, whether it's this event or, you know, you mentioned the Steam Night event, and there's other events throughout the year, which you can see on the website at balloonmuseum.com. You can actually create your own event. That's another option, isn't it?
Yeah, so the museum has some great spaces available, and for many years, people have held their events at the Balloon Museum. So it's a really, really lovely space.
So you go to the website again under the address balloonmuseum.com. But the fourth views, it's happening on July 4th from 5 till 10 p.m. Red, white, and balloons at Balloon Museum. And Lori McGovern, executive director of the Balloon Museum Foundation. What a well source of information you are, and we'll have to have you back on as you approach some of these other events throughout the year to remind our listeners.
That's great. Yeah, we already have tickets on sale for Balloon Fiesta Season 2024, and those definitely sell out. And it's kind of like 4th of July, of we're a little bit above the crowd, a little less crowded once you get here through traffic. But it's a really beautiful way to see Balloon Fiesta. And, you know, a lot of people that might have trouble walking, either with strollers or walkers or just mobility, we've got closer parking and less bumpy roads. So a lot of people like it just for the elegance and the ease of it, but a lot of people like it that it's a little bit more walker friendly, meaning just walking, regular
yeah.
walking.
Yeah. If you're not into 20,000 steps a day, it's something to consider. Lori, super great information. And again, thank you so much for your time. And we'll encourage our listeners to go to balloonmuseum.com and go to one of these events or get yourself out there anytime. And remember, as I mentioned, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Sundays. There's an opportunity to get out there at no cost. Even doing that, though, I want to encourage our listeners as they take in the different experience at the Balloon Museum to consider a donation even on those days where you're getting in for free. And I know there's opportunity for that. Lori, thank you so much for what you do, and we're looking forward to hopefully great weather for your event on the 4th of July.
Thank you so much. What a great show, and we really appreciate your time, and your community is wonderful. So thank you very much.
Well, likewise, and thanks for tuning in to ABQ Connect.